it was inspired by the Met Gala, and everyone's quite an avant-garde design, and also with the Japanese cherry blossoms and the flowers, and the colour pink as well, I think is quite ethereal and, like, surreal as well. And with Frida Kahlo, her use of flowers, so in her hair and her artwork, so I was sort of inspired by the symbolic meaning of that, and how, like, you know, the preservation of, like, the natural world. And I want something quite princess-esque sort of inspired, because I've always loved Disney and those sort of movies. And the colour pink as well, as I mentioned before, was really something that I wanted to include. So I've used ghost silk for the overlay. So ghost silk is like a fine woven sort of net structure, so it's quite lightweight and actually quite fiddly to work with. And then the lining is Jaffa silk, which is sort of like what I would say is what you think, or when you think of silk, it's a very lustrous sort of silk. And then silk organs full of flowers, so it's a bit more of a stiff, sort of sturdy fabric, so you can really get that texture in the petals. The French seams, especially with the ghost silk, it's really fiddly to do that, and they're very fine and detailed with French seams, so it's quite hard to sew straight with that and also like cut it to the right size. And so the French draping took about 6 hours, I would say, or even 6 to 9 hours, because you have to really drape over the curve of a bodice and pin each pleat into position and then steam it as well. So that was quite challenging. I might wear it, we'll see. It's probably going to be more of a show garment, more of an art form, I would say. I think, you know, I'll always still love fashion and stuff, and we might continue sewing just as a personal hobby. I think I just loved designing it and having my own sort of say in the development and really expressing creativity through the design. And just, yeah, even though it was hard at points, like, I think it's very satisfying to see it come together at the end and know you put in all that hard work. I learned to persevere and how much time it really took. It took about 10 hours to tack the hem as well, so that was something you really had to persevere with and be very patient. So definitely patience, I would say, is probably the main thing I learned.